schedule. Document happy memories. Allow yourself to be easy on yourself. Make peace with others and be grateful. Friends, let's take it easy on ourselves as we travel through life. Let's unwind and enjoy life as it's happening. Happy holidays from all of us at BPC and A&R Mechanical. May you be blessed in every way.
Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
To punish Saudi Arabia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Some senators plan to vote today on a resolution in response to the murder of a Saudi Washington Post columnist. Fox's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
Dave, the resolution calling on the U.S. to pull assistance from the Saudi-led war in Yemen has bipartisan support. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says lawmakers need to send a message to the world.
Just because you're our ally, you cannot kill with impunity and believe you can get away with it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Saudi Arabia's royal family has denied knowledge of the murder.
This is still a developing set of facts with respect to the murder of Jamal Khashoggi.
U.S. intelligence officials have said the Saudi crown prince was complicit in the killing of Khashoggi. Dave?
Rachel, the president has been skeptical of that. And in his ongoing battle against what he calls the fake news, he's not hosting what's been an annual White House Christmas party for the media. There's a new Fox poll putting President Trump's job approval rating at 46%.
His work on the economy still gets high marks, with 50% liking what they've seen, but his handling of immigration is in the low 40s, and health care down in the 30s.
Fox's Gernal Scott. People were also asked about the special counsel's investigation. 48% believe the Trump campaign coordinated with Russia. 51% don't think the special counsel will find the president committed an impeachable offense. The president's ex-lawyer, Michael Cohen, was sentenced to 3 years in prison for lying to Congress, tax evasion, and campaign finance violations.
He said that blind loyalty to Donald Trump led me to choose a path of darkness over light, and that time and again I felt it necessary to cover up for his dirty deeds.
That's Fox's Rick Leventhal. Before former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is sentenced next week for lying to the FBI. The judge wants the special counsel to answer questions about Flynn's allegation he was pushed not to bring a lawyer with him to the questioning. In West Virginia, cheers after three people missing in an abandoned coal mine since the weekend were rescued alive last night, all said to be okay. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Classes light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
Middle of the Brexit debate, British Prime Minister Theresa May is planning her own exit. She says she will not still be in that job by the next UK elections in 2022. May just survived the no-confidence vote in Parliament.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
And today, May is talking to other European leaders about the British plan to leave next year. The final details still haven't been worked out. A first for a First Lady, Melania Trump took a ride in a V-22 Osprey aircraft from a base in Virginia onto the deck of an aircraft carrier, where she thanked the crew for their service and called it an incredible flight. And while on that aircraft carrier, she talked to Sean Hannity.
The First Lady tells Fox's Hannity that she does what she thinks is the right thing for the country, despite media criticism. She also says that when it comes to speaking her mind at the White House,
I give my husband advice and my honest opinion, and sometimes he listens and sometimes he doesn't.
Melania Trump giving that interview on board the USS George H.W. Bush. She says she visited the aircraft carrier to spend time with servicemen and women and to show them support ahead of the holidays. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A boy in Delaware's had it with his last name. No longer wants to be a Trump.
The parents of 11-year-old Joshua say their child was being badly bullied over his last name that he inherited from his mother, Megan Trump. This despite not having any actual ties to the current U.S. president. The boy's father telling WPVI they had to homeschool their child last year. Joshua is now attending a new school, and the principal of Tally Middle agreed to let him simply go by Joshua T., but his real name ultimately came out. Following two reported incidents this month, it's now been decided the 11-year-old will go by Joshua Berto, his father's last name.
That's Tom Graham. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Good morning, ESPN 93.5 with your local news. Now brought to you this morning by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Gazette reports a Champaign man who got into a car wreck and demanded damages from the other driver, all while wielding a mallet, is due back in court next month. 30-year-old Kevin Henry was charged Monday with one count of armed robbery. Infamous fixer Michael Cohen was sentenced on Wednesday to 3 years in prison for paying hush money to alleged ex-girlfriends of Donald Trump just before the 2016 election and for lying to Congress, but the trail of deceit leads back to Illinois, where the tax fraud conviction involves Chicago cabs that Cohen owns. A Hispanic man in his early 20s was shot at a Bridgeview funeral home Wednesday evening. Police received reports about the shooting at Hahn Funeral Home in the 8200 block of South Harlem Avenue a little before 9 p.m. And Del Monte has recalled canned corn in 25 states, including Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with Illinois National Bank. Hopefully it'll be a white Christmas and that Jack Frost will be here before we know it. We know you've got so much to do, and it feels like a nightmare before Christmas, and you wish you had your own elf to get it all done. After all, you don't want the kids to think this is the first year the Grinch actually stole Christmas. But take some time to deck the halls and sing a Christmas carol, or argue that whether Die Hard is actually a Christmas movie or not. Whether you're spending Christmas in Connecticut or home alone, we hope your Christmas vacation is merry and bright.
It's not a Christmas movie. It's a movie set at Christmas.
That's right.
Die Hard.
Christmas Party.
Yeah. It's a movie set at Christmas time.
Right.
A Christmas movie is Miracle on 34th Street.
Right. Something that has a Christmas theme.
I just have to continue.
Sometimes people just don't get us,
TBJ. You don't understand us. You can always text us, 359-2255, but Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
That's right.
Okay, here you go. Weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations. Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or BlossomBasket.com.
Some fog before 11 and the rain before 2. We've got a high 43 today, down to around a 39 this evening. Rain back in the forecast tonight and into tomorrow's forecast. High 47, down to 36. Rainy into Saturday also with a high 44. Partly cloudy by Saturday night, low 30 and 46 with sunshine on Sunday. Right now, 32, ESPN 93.5.
Wow, I tell you, it feels so much warmer.
Yeah.
It's just, we had a blast. What was it a few days ago? It was 10 or something, or 12? Anyway, nice mild with some rain here on this December 13. Good to have you along. It's ESPN 93.5. So tonight's the night in Nebraska and Illinois in Minneapolis. You can go to Houlihan's for the watch party.
Yeah, they got their happy apps and drink specials.
They got specials on the, is it appetizers?
Yeah.
You happen to know kind of what I can get?
I can poke around on that.
Yeah. Because Sam over there is welcoming everybody. If you want to come over to Houlihan's, just make a party. It's such a nice place. 156 of you can get in there. You can have some food, hang out on all the screens, watch Illinois volleyball beat Nebraska. And a good place to watch it is at the I Hotel. They're terrific for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we love going over there. I'm kind of a regular once or twice a week.
Yeah.
Little Starbucks there by the check-in desk. The only place to stay in this town is I Hotel. You got the conference center. Of course, Houlihan's restaurant for the watch party tonight. 8 o'clock.
The website says happy apps and drink specials, smaller portions of your favorite apps for $3.95 plus their drink specials.
Okay. Well, it'd just be fun to be in a community where you're orange.
Exactly.
And go to the iHotel Conference Center, Houlihan's tonight for the watch party. It's there, St. Mary's and First Street, just south of the State Farm Center. And I mean, you know, going against his former boss. Is it John Cook, the Nebraska head volleyball coach, where Chris Thomas served as an assistant? And, yeah, you know, at this point, though, it's just one of those things. We're happy. This has been fabulous. This has been fantastic. Getting to the Final Four has been amazing. A third or fourth time, whatever it is, in Illinois volleyball history. So it's a win. This is great. Now, if you keep going, it gets greater. But no matter what happens, this has been fabulous.
And we are going to welcome them back to Huff Hall at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
1 o'clock on Sunday, but this has been the best thing going for us in a while.
That's right.
At Illinois, and it feels good.
Now, as far as them during the season, they split. And they've played at Huff, and they played up in Nebraska.
I believe they beat us here. So, I think we won out there.
This will be a neutral game.
Yeah, no, this is the same as Wisconsin. We had split with Wisconsin, so Nebraska has put on one of the three losses we have. We're 31-3. Nebraska's like something and six or something, eight. I mean, they've lost more than us. I don't know. The defending national champions, you kind of suck it up and say, that's mine. So it'll be tough.
That's right.
I mean, we might not win, but, boy, we're playing so well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Is the Big Ten Network? I'm not even sure.
I believe so. I guess I should have checked that out. I'm sure they checked that out.
It might be ESPN. It might be
ESPN.
Well, they've got it.
Okay.
Because they better have it and exactly. Can turn the channel. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We thought we were going to carry it, but we don't know what channel it's on. Okay, let's see. I've got it. Volleyball. Yeah, this is a big deal. This is ESPN.
Oh, nice.
This is the big dog. This isn't ESPN.
That's great.
Three or two. This is the big ESPN.
Nice.
6 o'clock for BYU Stanford. You can secure your spot. And then 8 o'clock for Illinois, Nebraska. They're only planning on 2 hours for BYU Standard. I guess that'll do it, but sometimes these things can go long. I think average volleyball is, what, 90 minutes plus maybe up to 2 hours? Generally not over 2 hours. Just depends. If it goes to five, then it could be. But, no, it's been kind of fun getting to know Chris Thomas a little bit in this process.
It makes me wonder at the Target Center up in Minneapolis whether the whole feel of it is so different than like a Huff Hall that's so smaller, whether the dimensions affect the game.
Well, I mean, you know, I guess you can say when you shoot a three-point shot in a big, massive arena, depth perception is different. Is it transcend to volleyball at all?
I don't know.
You're not really shooting a target. You're smacking it. I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty cool, and I can't imagine playing volleyball in front of 18,000 people, but I guess that's kind of what they're expecting tonight.
Jason, thanks for the text in at ESPN, saying ESPN. Yeah. Jason was in Tuscola and helped us out there.
All right, 359-2255. Coming up after 8, we're going to talk to a professor from the University of Illinois, did a study. It's in the Journal of the Acoustical Society of America. Here's your question. I'm not going to answer it till he comes on after 8. In restaurants, when background noise increased, what does it trigger? You're a human being, you're at a restaurant, background noise gets louder, and you have to talk more with volume. What does it trigger in the human emotion? Pretty interesting and very insightful. And if I were a restaurateur, I'd want to know this.
Right. Well, that's exactly why I wanted to watch the game tonight at Houlihan's, because some of these other places, it is not good. I cannot hear, and I get anxious.
So you're saying you're not excited as a patron when it gets loud?
Right.
Okay. We'll see what the study says.
Okay, we'll see.
What does that mean? Does that mean you want Diane to come to Houlihan's, or you don't want her to come to Houlihan's? We will answer that question with Dr. Pasquale Botolico.
Okay.
Very Italian.
Very good.
We'll do that coming up. Okay, 7:14, John Decker live from the White House. That's coming up as well. It's 15 minutes away. Michael Cohen goes to jail for 3 years, prison at least three, up to 3 years. And you know what bothers me about everything is that it doesn't feel equal justice under the law.
Right.
the things that Hillary did that nobody has done anything about, well, they didn't tell the truth here, didn't tell the truth here. We're just, the only thing you have to do for a barometer on equal justice under the law is put Donald Trump in power when they lied about Benghazi and four died, including our ambassador. They lied for weeks that it was, and Hillary Clinton, via proof of email the night of, sent to her daughter, they knew it was terrorism, there was an election coming up, they said it was a movie. It was a lie, they knew it. And nothing, but you flip it and have Donald Trump in charge of that. What would have happened had Donald Trump sent airplanes unmarked with pallets of cash, $150 billion, to Iran? Think the press would have eaten that up? Why was it unmarked in unmarked planes? Because right. They were giving them cash that couldn't be traced for that Iran deal. $150 billion. Think that would have been investigative Trump?
Oh, man.
It's not fair. They got Cohen on jaywalking. It's against the law. You shouldn't do it. It's dangerous.
Right.
It just that's the thing that bothers me, is that they look the other way on a lot because it's Democratic. It shouldn't be that way. If you have campaign finance reform, violations, paying off women, whatever, okay, it's wrong, but it's wrong both ways. And that doesn't feel like that's why that's the problem I have with all that. You can always get people on breaking the law. We all break the law every day, doing something. Just not quite right. We're going 40 and a 30, 40, and they're still breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
So we all are guilty of that. When do you want to pick and choose? And you should pick and choose equally. Equal justice under the law. Thank you. 359-2255, you're always welcome to text in. 716 now, your sports headlines.
That's basically all about the Illini and our volleyball team in the Final Four. Third-seeded and number 3 ranked Illinois volleyball team will take on its 4th ever appearance in the NCAA semifinals when they meet 7-seed and number 6 ranked Nebraska. That game tonight at 8 o'clock in the Target Center in Minneapolis. Many can watch the televised event on ESPN. And
I'm going to play a little Chris Thomas.
Oh, you are.
In just about 4 minutes. After the Fox Business News, I'll play a little. If you missed our interview Tuesday with the Wizard of Huff Paul, I've got that coming up. So.
Looking forward to that. Mixed reaction on our listening audience on whether Chris Thomas was into his Wizard of Huff Hall nickname when I was out there.
It'd be better if it's the Wizard of Westwood, like John Wooden, but I don't have the name. I couldn't.
And because you talked about the coaching of John Wooden and him looking, up to John Wooden's coaching style of having the players prepped and ready so you can kind of sit back and just enjoy them during the game.
John Wooden, legendary coach at UCLA, and they won like 7 national championships right. in a row, all of that. And for some of you might not know much about John Wooden, but he was legendary for UCLA basketball. And Chris Thomas, our volleyball coach, is a big fan of John Wooden.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said that, and I called him the Wizard of Huff Hall. And it's not very exciting. It'd be better if it's the Wizard of Woodward. So I said when Josh Whitman builds a new volleyball facility, which might be part of that ice arena, then you need to find a family named Woodward or Westgate or something that rings better with Wizard. So you can't donate money for naming rights unless your last name is Westgate, Woodward, or maybe Wizard of Westwood would work perfectly because it'd be the same.
There you go. Okay, so thanks for the backstory on that.
If it had been George Wolf, it would sounded better. Wizard of Wolf Hall, that would have, Wolf would have been Wolf.
Gotcha.
Anyway, I'm trying to name this thing properly, but I'm struggling with the W. So.
By the way, also in the semifinal, BYU and Stanford, and their game is at 6.
I guess we root for BYU. Sorry, Kevin Hamley, but I mean, BYU is not as good as Stanford, so you guess you want Stanford to get knocked off, giving you maybe a better chance. Stanford's really, really good.
Right.
And we can beat them, but they're really, really good. So they've lost 30 straight wins.
Pacers beat Milwaukee yesterday. Bulls in Orlando going at it tonight. Blackhawks won a game after losing 8 straight. 6-3 was the final over Pittsburgh yesterday.
Okay, but winter baseball meetings in Las Vegas, it's been a little crickety, not a lot. They end today. Will the Cubs make a move? Will the Cardinals do any more? Is there stuff pending that will close today, or do we go in through the week before Christmas, still waiting on some of the big shoes to drop, like Manny Machado and Bryce Harper? All the buzz about the biggest free agency this year is Bryce Harper. The Phillies, seems to be the likely landing spot if you read all the rumors and all the stuff. Cardinals willing to trade Jose Martinez, who's a terrific hitter, not a great fielder, trading. At least at this point, the talks have heated up with maybe the Dodgers or the Giants. Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
We're looking at gray conditions and a 90% chance of rain later today and into the evening, into Friday for that matter. Highs up into the mid-40s, down to around the mid-30s at night. Rainy into Saturday too, but we're up into the mid-40s, down to around 30, 46 with sunshine by Sunday. Right now the temperature's at 32 on ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Eric Boland at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric and the great team there. Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. All right, we'll play some of that Chris Thomas, if you missed it from Tuesday, in just a moment here. The head volleyball coach, that big Illinois volleyball team. Lots of people made the trip up there. See some orange tonight, too.
From the Fox Business Network, Apple is expanding with a major new facility in Austin, Texas. There will be 5,000 new positions at the campus, including engineering, research and development, operations, finance, sales, and customer support. Apple also plans smaller new offices in Seattle, San Diego, and Culver City, California, and Apple is planning to add jobs in other cities, too. General Electric is launching a new independent Internet of Things software company, and GE is also selling its majority stake in ServiceMax, another software unit. Private equity firm Silver Lake is buying the operation. Toyota is recalling various cars from the 2003 to 2005 model years because their replaced Takata airbag inflators are also defective. The Dow rose 157 yesterday. NASDAQ added 66, S&P up 14. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Houlihan's and the iHotel and Conference Center are so excited about our Illinois women's volleyball team in the Final Four of the NCAA tournament taking place Thursday the 13th in Minneapolis. Houlihan's has their happy apps and drink specials and wonderful dinner options ready for their volleyball viewing party. So tasty. Get your orange and blue on as the women's volleyball team faces Nebraska at 8, and you can join in the fun to root them on to victory. Houlihan's, 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign.
ESPN 93.5. Okay, so we talked to Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach, earlier in the week. I had asked him, you know, what was happening. I mean, did he know what day it was? What's going on with you, Chris?
Well, obviously a lot of messages from all over the place. Congratulating us on our run and our bid to the Final Four here. So just been busy trying to respond to everyone, and it's been really good. I mean, obviously it's a great accomplishment for the team and a good accomplishment for Illinois athletics. So just proud to be a steward of that, and I think we're lifting up Illini Nation here. It's really cool to be a part of.
I mean, but 2 years ago when you were on the Nebraska bench, if somebody would have said you're going to be the head man of a top-rated team and go to the Final Four in two seasons, you'd say, really? Wow, that's pretty fast.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And but you know, we kind of take everything one day at a time. And you know, a couple of the players asked, you know, do you think we have a shot at going at it? And I said, well, if you guys keep working like you do, and you know, you hit your stride at the right time, and you get the correct matchups, then it's definitely a possibility. And here we are. So proud of the work that everyone's put in from day one, and it's been a couple of years in the making, but here we are.
You know, you say you watch a lot of video. Boy, you sure know Nebraska, though. You're familiar. They're familiar with you. What do you do? I mean, you know each other. You just have to execute.
Yeah, this time of the year just comes down to execution. You know, especially on a bigger stage, you're going to be in front of 18,000 people and different arenas. You know, usually we play in big environments, but the space of the arena can be a little bit different, and so it might take a little bit for adjusting, but we're heading out tonight after practice, and then we're going to have a practice there tomorrow and Thursday before we play.
Yeah, and the environment, I mean, it's going to be fantastic, and I know you've been to the Final Four, but where you are now is going to be different.
Yeah, and, you know, again, it's just being in a different role and with a different team, and, you know, the Huskers are battle-tested. This is their fourth Final Four in a row, and that goes a long way, but we're also very experienced and we're a very hungry team.
Chris Thomas, Illinois volleyball coach, really hungry team. Four Final Fours in a row for Nebraska. Oh, what are they? Oh, they're yawning over there. Oh, I'm so used to it. Chris Thomas
talks about the Illini and our back-to-back experience in the Final Four with Hebert.
Mike Hebert back in the day. Yeah. We did back-to-back?
It was in 87 and 88.
Wow. Okay. I was unaware we did two in a row. And Mike Hebert had it going on in the 80s. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Chris Thomas has a voice that I really like. So I'm thinking, you know, midnight to 6, overnight to kind of get him started.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Yeah. Oh, could be big. You know, it would be hard on his schedule, you know, coaching at night and then coming to work at midnight. I get it. But is he want it or not? You got to want it. Okay, 728. Going live to the White House next. It's our buddy John Decker. Cardinals have a lot of stuff for sale, and they're selling stuff right now because they signed Paul Goldschmidt.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing. Cardinal calendars came in.
You're kidding.
The Cardinal calendars are here.
They had to rush that order, Stevie J.
They did.
Last week you were on the fence before.
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt. Yeah, Goldie was signed. And, of course, I was with him the whole way.
Uh-huh.
When. Anyway, I do have Cardinal calendars. We're preparing to give those away because you have stocking stuffer needs.
Mm-hmm.
And these are beautiful.
And don't forget, gorgeous. The Cardinal Caravan is coming our way January 18th to iHotel, brought to you by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance.
John Decker live at the White House next.
Fly into the holiday season with Cardinals ticket packs. 5, 6, and 10-game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2019's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the opening day pack, the jersey pack, the bobblehead pack, Cubs pack, and more. For a limited time, upgrade your pack to a premium pack to guarantee all-included promo items. Ticket packs start at just $54 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump this morning making his first public comment on the sentencing of former attorney and fixer Michael Cohen, saying he never directed him to break the law, tweeting he was a lawyer and he is supposed to know the law. It's called advice of counsel. The president also reiterating his promise to make Mexico pay for his border wall, explaining the new agreement with Canada and Mexico saves us money, tweeting
that just by the money we save, Mexico is paying for the wall.
Fox's Steve Ducey. British Prime Minister Theresa May won a tough confidence fight yesterday today, confirming she'll quit before the next UK election.
In my heart, I would love to be able to lead the Conservative Party into the next general election, but I think it is right that the party feels that it would prefer to go into that election with a new leader.
That next election set for 2022. This is Fox News.
Watching this Clint Eastwood drug movie.
Yeah.
Trailer, does that...
The Mule?
Is there anything Clint Eastwood does that I don't want to see?
Right.
Man, he's 80 what? 85?
If not more than that.
How's he doing this? I don't know. And who's writing these scripts for an 85-year-old man? No, he's just... Clint Eastwood is just one of those guys. Local news with Rich Hancock in Virginia.
88.
He's 88.
Yeah.
Can I be that active when I'm that old? That's amazing.
It is.
Okay. Local news with Rich Hancock in for Jamie Monticelli this morning, brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Gazette reports a Champaign man who got into a car wreck and demanded damages from the other driver, all while wielding a mallet, is due back in court next month. 30-year-old Kevin Henry was charged Monday with one count of armed robbery. Infamous fixer Michael Cohen was sentenced on Wednesday to 3 years in prison for paying hush money to alleged ex-girlfriends of Donald Trump just before the 2016 election and for lying to Congress, but the trail of deceit leads back to Illinois, where the tax fraud conviction involves Chicago cabs that Cohen owns. And Del Monte has recalled canned corn in 25 states, including Illinois. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
According to Classic Plumbing, these specs are essential for good work.
Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, classicplumbinginc.com.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by our friends at Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. This is a janitorial supply company with all the cool things. I think about that backpack vacuum. I could be like a Ghostbuster around my house. I'd like to get one, please. Maybe Betsy has a demo I can buy. Yeah. And how about that Checkmate system where I can hit all the flu bugs on my hot radio board here?
Mm-hmm.
It's got this micro electrostatic thingy. Anyway, Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated. They're awesome. CMI, CMIclean.com, 359-6262.
Up to 43, down to 38. 20% chance of showers early, then a 90% chance of rain. Rain and patchy fog overnight and into Friday. 40% shot at showers tomorrow, high 47. Down to 36 with a 50% chance of rain Friday night. Saturday, a 50% shot at showers, high 44, low 30. 46 with sunshine on Sunday. Monday's high at 38 with sunshine. Right now, the temperature's at 33 on ESPN 93.5.
Cause and effect, what happens at a restaurant when the background noise increases? From the College of Applied Health Sciences, Dr. Pasquale Baudelico.
It should be interesting to hear this because we avoid a lot
you
of volume.
You avoid.
Avoid mm-hmm. restaurants mm-hmm. with a lot of volume.
Okay. Well, how do the other people feel? Background noise increases at a restaurant. What happens? What does it trigger? A study that has just been published in the Acoustical Society of America. Just after 8 o'clock, we'll discuss. Okay, I do have Illinois basketball. We play 1 o'clock on Saturday, and I'll be giving those away today. Today is Thursday, December 13. We're into the 12 days of Christmas now. A week from Tuesday's Christmas. Are you ready? It's going to be warm. Not going to feel like December here in the next few days. As Diane just mentioned, heck, 40s. It feels so much warmer based on what we were dealing with, a wind chill in the single digits, I do believe. Glad you're listening. Volleyball tonight. The buzz is Illinois volleyball, 8 o'clock. It's on the big channel, ESPN. I don't have to say you or two or anything. It's ESPN, the big dog, 206 on my system, which is DirecTV. So that's 8 o'clock before. If you want to watch BYU and Stanford, you can do that as well. Every week, we try and call the White House. John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. He is one of the finest journalists going, covering the White House. The only lawyer that actually is in the press room and reporter. It's John Decker. How are you?
Hey, Stevie, I'm doing great. How are you doing today? How are you doing this week? We're getting closer to Christmas time. Hope you're doing well and everything's going well for you in Champaign.
You get any time to spend at all off or no?
The answer is yes. This time next week, Stevie, I will be in Honolulu, Hawaii.
Come on,
I cannot
man.
Wait.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Are you one of those like are you one of those guys that just can't stop working, look around, said, I got to call this in.
That's the beauty. I can shut it down. I can completely shut it down. I work hard, and I can relax really like 100%. 100% relax.
And so have you been to Honolulu before?
I've been to Honolulu. I've been there many, many years ago.
Yeah.
Most recently, in terms of Hawaii, I was in Maui a few years ago, and that was beautiful. My wife and I are going to go. We're going to spend 5 days there, and then we're going to fly right before Christmas to her hometown in Arizona.
Awesome.
And spend time with family. And so I think warm weather all around the whole time we're away, which is a nice thing.
Well, you do great work. It's good to take a break and kind of de-stress and unwind and go to the International Market in Honolulu, Waikiki Beach, all the famous sites. It's so fun, and it's going to be 82. That's my prediction. It's 82 every day.
I like it. Yeah. That sounds great. I hope you're right. Let's have sunny and 82. We're going to go to the U.S. just a few Days removed from the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, we're going to go to the USS Arizona Memorial.
Yep.
I've been there before. My wife hasn't, so I don't mind doing all the tourism stuff again, which is really cool to do. You have to do that when you're in Hawaii.
You bet. And there's a hotel in Honolulu, and I can't remember the name of it, but that's you can go swim with dolphins, and that's pretty fun.
Get out of here. Well, I want to know about that. Well, I got to look that up.
It is really cool, and you get, kind of right face to face. It's really, really fun. It's not cheap, but it's really cool. And there's a hotel in Honolulu, and I can't remember the name, but we've done that before. So you'll love that. It's so cool.
Okay. I will definitely do that.
You know what?
There's actually,
remember 51st Dates, Adam Sandler? There's a movie, and there's a place, I think it's Honolulu, there's a place that's a SeaWorld park, and the dolphins, the dolphins swim there, John Decker, is you lay straight across, the dolphins push the palm of your foot, the bottom of your foot, and push you out of the water.
Kahala Hotel. Kahala.
Sounds great.
Kahala Hotel is a dolphin swim, and then the Sea Life Park. It's Sea Life Park in Honolulu. It's a bit of a drive. You go out there, and there's two dolphins you swim with, and they'll get behind you and push your feet out of the water, and they video you like surfing with dolphins pushing you. It is so cool. You've got it.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
The power of the dolphin nose is smooth and soft, but the power of that, it's amazing. Okay, I'm tourist guide here. You'll love it and have a wonderful time. Okay, Michael Cohen gets at least up to three years. Comments, thoughts? What am I missing here?
No, I think, this is something that over the course of the past week when I was asked about it, I thought that the federal judge sentencing Michael Cohen would have a sentence just like this, in the sense that he'd be splitting the difference between what the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York was recommending, around 5 years, and a lighter sentence, which was what the special counsel was suggesting. So 3 years sounds right for Michael Cohen. And look, what a fall, what a precipitous fall for him. Used to be the personal lawyer for the president, and now going to be spending the next 3 years behind bars. I'm asked the question often, I think it's a good question, what does this mean for the president? And the answer is, so far, nothing, in the sense that everything we know right now that's out in the public domain, Stevie, is not problematic for the president. Why? Because prosecutors can't build a case, if they want to do that, against the president just based upon the word of Michael Cohen. He is a bad witness. He is an admitted liar. He lied to Congress. He lied to the FBI. You don't want to build a case around him. And it's often said that it's difficult to build a case around Paul Manafort, another admitted liar, lied to the FBI. So, look, right now that's in the public domain. We don't know what what the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has in addition to what's already out there. And we'll learn that, obviously, in the weeks and months to come. But the president, as you know, said he's done nothing wrong, despite the fact that Michael Cohen has implicated the president in his campaign finance violations.
Yeah. Well, again, to me, and I mentioned it last half hour, and this is more of a commentary, but they got him on, for me, it's kind of a jaywalking when the other side sometimes do things that appear more serious and people look the other way. I just want equal justice. I want to be as fair to either side, Democrat, Republican, whatever it is. It just doesn't feel like it's being enforced the same way. That's my reaction to all this stuff, so.
Well, yeah, yes and no. Keep in mind, Martha Stewart spent time behind bars for lying to federal prosecutors. And, there's a price to be paid for, lying when you're under oath to Congress. And there's a price to be paid for lying to federal investigators. And Michael Cohen's going to be paying the ultimate price. 3 years behind bars. Obviously, he'll be disbarred in New York State. And quite a fall for him. The president finally having his first reaction to the sentencing yesterday. You may have seen this, put out a tweet in which he said that many campaign finance lawyers have strongly stated that I did nothing wrong with respect to campaign finance law. So even the president, in terms of his tweet, acknowledges that is the most problematic aspect of the Michael Cohen guilty plea.
Okay. And what does it mean? We'll just have to wait and see what it means to President Trump. I'm just too busy looking up Sea Life Park. It's a half hour from Waikiki, and it's called the Dolphin Encounter. And you hold the back of the fins, and they swim and take you fast. It's so cool.
Wow.
You'll love that. You got to go do that.
Cool.
And I want to get a report next year on this Dolphin Encounter with John Decker live in the pool.
You got it.
Hey, have a wonderful Christmas, New Year. You're the best. We really appreciate always visiting with us.
Thank you, Stevie. It's been a great 2018 talking to you, and I look forward to talking to you and everybody on your team and in your audience in 2019. Thank you so
much. Thank you so much. And by the way, no other radio guy in America has a theme song for you still, correct?
I know it. I know it. I feel privileged.
Thank you.
Thank you, Stevie.
Thank you.
I always like that. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you, buddy. John Decker, live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Nobody else has created a... And very timely, by the way, with the Queen bicycle, the thing. It's from Queen, and they have the movie out about
Bohemian Rhapsody.
But there you go.
Mm-hmm.
How do I do it? All right. Don't forget tonight.
Hooligans in the iHotel and Conference Center are so excited about our Illinois women's volleyball team in the Final Four of the NCAA tournament taking place Thursday the 13th in Minneapolis. Hooligans has their happy apps and drink specials and wonderful dinner options ready for their volleyball viewing party. So tasty. Get your orange and blue on as the women's volleyball team faces Nebraska at 8, and you can join in the fun to root them on to victory. Hooligans, 1900 South 1st Street in Champagne. ILL.
Hi, hi.
When you shop local, everyone wins. Hi, it's Belinda Allen, Executive Director of the Rantoul Area Chamber of Commerce, and I'm reminding you to shop Rantoul first this holiday season. Check out our unique retail stores in Rantoul, like the Whistle Stop, or seek and find resale shops in downtown Rantoul. Make memories and get up close with reindeer at Hardy's Reindeer Ranch, or visit Gordyville, just a few miles down the road. Thinking about a new car or truck this holiday season? Think Shields Auto Group. Grab lunch or dinner at Willow Pond Golf Course Bar and Grill and check out their PGA-rated golf simulator. Or make it a staycation in Rantoul at the beautiful Holiday Inn Express. These and many other great businesses are featured on the Shop Rantoul First Facebook page. So like it and stay up to date on information. Holiday specials and promotions like the Rantoul Rudolph Retail Rally with your chance to win $500 Christmas cash. Shop Rantoul First and happy holidays. When you shop small business, a real person does a happy dance.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com. When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana. All right, 7:46, Honda BMW standing by for you to test drive now that the weather's mild just a bit. Go over there. Find out why they're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. How do they do that? Well, they got to be good at everything. They got to be cognizant of how they say hi to people and greet people, because now they're on the top of the hill and they want to stay there. So everybody in all of those buildings over there at Neil at Burwash and Savoy, the BMW side and the Honda side, are very aware every day that they've got to maintain, because the expectation has grown.
Right.
Go see what an award-winning dealership. I mean, think about all the Honda dealers in this country. I don't know how many, hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands. And they're top 10% as awarded by Honda. Go say hey to Ben Quattrone. Test drive something cool today. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, drivechampagne.com.
Well, we're just hearing from Keith in Monticello asking about what channel the volleyball match will be on. It's ESPN.
Yeah.
It's big time.
Big time. It's the big show. These are the final greatest teams in America for women's volleyball. Here we go tonight, and the Illini are one of them.
And we are suggesting folks go to Houlihan's to check it out, just south of the State Farm Center. BYU and Stanford's matches start at 6. And then the Illini in Nebraska Final Four event at 8. They split during the season. Another interesting aspect of this is Chris Thomas was John Cook, Nebraska's head coach, assistant, earlier on in his career. So pretty neat.
Well, I think he came from Nebraska 2 years. He was on the bench 2 years ago during their run. I mean, this is a fourth Final Four in a row. So Nebraska's obviously defending national champions, and they don't want to give that up. So we'll have a battle on our hands.
Victor Oladipo is back. The Pacers beat Milwaukee 113-97. Bulls in Orlando tonight. Blackhawks got out of their 8-game losing streak, beating Pittsburgh 6-3 yesterday. NFL action tonight. L.A. and Kansas City. What's trending in our area is that noon game, Green Bay at Soldier Field to take on the Bears. Bryce Callahan broke his left foot and is on the injured reserve list now. Cowboys are at Indianapolis for another game. Your Saints play in Monday Night Football against Carolina.
The game's at 7:20. Christian has a test at 7. So I said, well, I'll tape it, and you can come home, and we won't miss a thing. Because he's at, okay, I'll miss first quarter or two. But, yeah, and he's in fantasy again. A lot of people play fantasy. It's pretty fun, actually. I'm kind of following along with him. Fantasy is where you draft players from teams, so you're not really rooting for teams. You're rooting for jerseys. And that's been going on a long time. But it's the most I've been engaged in. It is fun. And you're checking a whole lot of different games for the one player you have on that team. Baseball meetings, winter meetings in Las Vegas, they close out today. The biggest move of the week has been Andrew McCutchen, who goes from the San Francisco Giants to the Philadelphia Phillies. That's been the biggest. And, of course, the biggest move so far in the winter has been Paul Goldschmidt from Arizona to the Cardinals. But, yeah, I don't know, Cubs, White Sox, there's been buzz that the White Sox are trying to get Bryce Harper. They have the money, apparently, to do that. But I think the Phillies and Dodgers appear to be kind of at it as well. Anyway, baseball meetings closed today. The Cardinals appear to be trying to get a left-hander out of the bullpen from perhaps San Francisco. Will Smith, Tony Watson name's been mentioned for Jose Martinez. Okay, it's our good friend Troy Lands. Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. How are you, my friend?
Good morning. Doing well. How about you?
Fine, man, except 12 days till Christmas. Is it as fast for you as it is for me?
It is just unbelievable. Yeah.
You have to sometimes ask not what day it is, what month it is.
Just about. It's like just now starting to get used to writing 12, and it's about halfway. Then we'll, you know, click into the new year, and we'll be writing 18 instead of 19.
I know. It's a whirlwind, and I'm not sure why. I need a research study done on how come as you get older it spins faster. I don't get it. Troy Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. We can still do our furnace checks once a year. It's kind of kind of the barometer. Every year you need to check that. Why do I need to check my furnace?
Well, to be sure that it's operating at its peak performance. You know, dust, dirt, neglect is one of the top reasons for premature system failure. Is one reason, and then another is like if you have a metal flue, from time to time those rust out. You do not want carbon monoxide into your crawl space or basement. You know, we've had people call it before where they've just been sick or have had headaches for days and find out that they've been getting carbon monoxide into their airstream through various ways.
And if you have electric bills, heating bills, and you say, man, these are kind of high, and you're thinking, well, when's the last time we checked our furnace? It's been 4 years.
Right.
I'm telling you, I am an example of a $1,000 bill when I'm normally clipping along at $300 or $400 because everything's it's amazing.
A dirty filter makes the floor work harder.
Well,
and,
who had the dirtiest filter in your career?
You know, I've got one in a case that I've brought around that we had like yarn and pet dander hair, and it was
so it wasn't mine.
It was crazy. It was not yours.
I'm second or third in that thing. Yeah. Anyway, I'm ready to go because I haven't made my check yet. So you tell your guys, call me. We'll get my house going. So
we'll do it.
Hey, you are the man. How do people find Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing?
LandsInc.com or 1-800-AIR-REPAIR.
You the man, my friend.
Talk to you soon.
Troy Lands, Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
What Peter Burns is saying is I don't care how many teams you go to. I don't care if it's a four-team field, a two-team field, or an eight-team field. The SEC will be disproportionately represented. Peter's telling you it's because they're better. I'm here to tell you it's because it would be unjust. If you had an eight-team playoff today that included the likes of LSU or Florida over a UCF or somebody like that, then what's the point? LSU and Florida don't deserve to be playing for the national championship. We've seen how good they are. Not good enough. But an 8-team playoff lets us find out the unknown. It allows us to find out, can UCF hang with the big boys?
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, the ESPN app, or just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. This holiday season, give her something truly sweet. Show her how you feel with Red Bow deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow deals in fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like diamond stackable bands starting at $29.99 when you take 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers valid 12/12 to 12/15. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
'Twas the holiday season, and in your garage, a brand new John Deere. That's not a mirage. With neighbors admiring your shiny new ride, it's your year for a Deere to fill you with pride. So if additional offers are what you desire, see our low rates before they expire. Now start up your engines and drive out of sight. New John Deere equipment for all, and to all a good night. Make it your year for a Deere. See your John Deere dealer today to discover more amazing deals and attractive financing offers.
Celebrate Stone Creek Golf Club's 20th season with a yearly membership pass now on sale. For wintertime dining and joy, Addie's Bar and Grill, it's open to the public year-round. Make daily lunch or dinner an occasion with party and event rooms for your friends and clients. Their warm atmosphere and 11 TVs for viewing sports makes dining an inviting alternative. Delicious entrees, sandwiches, and appetizers with drinks make Addie's your favorite neighborhood eatery. Take some time to dine off South Windsor in Urbana.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Holiday Inn Express wants to let you in on a little secret. There's still time to get at least 20% off at HolidayInnExpress.com during our annual sale. We'll even throw in free breakfast. Just kidding. Breakfast is always included in your stay at Holiday Inn Express. Book now and save at HolidayInnExpress.com. Terms apply.
For free.
That's right, 5 for free at Rosati's Pizza on South Gregory in Champaign. This holiday season, buy $25 in gift certificates and get 5 for free at Rosati's. Use throughout the new year for lunch or dinner, pizza, pasta, salad, sandwiches, wings, and more. Spend $25 in gift certificates and get 5 for free. Rosati's Pizza, 701 South Gregory in Urbana. Online at myrosati's.com or call 217-328-2334.
Yeah, okay, 756. You remember I asked you the question earlier this hour, Dr. Pasquale Bottolico. I just like saying that. Basket by Pasquale Bottolico. Department of Speech and Hearing Sciences did a study published in the Journal of Acoustical Society of America. When you're at a restaurant and background noise is increased, what does it trigger in people? To you, you avoid it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we'll see where you are in the mainstream here.
Okay.
Stand by. All the details coming up in the exciting conclusion of the tease. I do have Illinois basketball tickets. We'll do that next hour. Two of these are Legacy Box.
Oh, great. Saturday at 1, East Tennessee State.
Okay. Stand by for that. And Cardinal calendars are in. We will start giving those away soon.
Napa Know How.
It's the biggest.